This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you are heading back to Costco, Walmart, or Target today to return your flat-screen TVs?
Oh, yikes.
After that big game yesterday, absolute blowout. Yeah, Chiefs got spanked. And I got to tell you, it was extremely healing for a lot of our souls to watch that. Maybe some of you are going to be returning your entire living room set. I don't know. Do any of you feel a little trashy doing that or not really? Because some people tend to have a big problem with it, while others are just trying to accommodate their guests for the big game.
Right.
Moose Breezy, PXY Mornings. Take a listen to this message we got after the show on Friday from an anonymous listener. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm sure this will be a topic on your show for Monday, but anyone who goes out of their way to borrow appliances, especially TVs for the Super Bowl, are trash. And I worked at Costco a few years back, and I won't name names, but a pretty well-known company here in Rochester had their entire company barbecue on Costco's dime. And this included the meats, buns, condiments, tablecloths, plates, silverware, various meats, and included the grill, and any unused food or drink items were returned. Any paper products were returned, and the grill that was used to cook said barbecue was also returned.
Ew.
They only paid for what they ate and used. These are the types of people that need their membership banned because they abuse the return policy. This is not Rent-A-Center. If you can't afford a new TV or grill or paper plates for food, then don't buy it. There she said it.
Damn. Yeah, listen, I think that is gross, but I do love a return.
You're a big return girly.
I will return anything.
Anything.
This was before I knew that receipts had an expiration date, but I used to keep a small accordion folder, all Walmart receipts in a slot,
yeah.
Big Lots receipts in a slot,
sure.
Target, like the so on and so forth.
Right.
And I would bring it back and they'd be like, so you bought this 7 years ago, so right. We're not going to honor this. I was like, oh, never mind.
Listen, a return policy is a return policy and I get that. And let's be honest, Costco will honor pretty much any item if you bring it back. We've talked about this. I saw a guy in July return a dead Christmas tree to Costco, and they took it back when he bought it in December. This was not here. This was out of state. But who cares?
Camp.
It's still the thought. To think that people have no shame to bring something like that back. You used it.
No shame.
It's fully used.
No shame. No shame whatsoever.
But the amount of TVs that are getting returned this week are stupid. Does anyone know, if you work in retail, what do they do with those televisions?
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm sure they take them out of the package, they seal them back up, and then what? They take 10, 20% off the sticker price? Because you know they're going back on the floor.
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't. Can you repackage something to make it look brand new after it's been returned.
I mean, you could still sell it as long as it's not broken. I'm assuming. Look at this guy, Marcus. Who cares? I borrowed a 65-inch from Costco for the game yesterday, and yes, I will be bringing it back this week. Why should I or anyone else feel bad about it? If this is such a huge issue, then the stores, especially Costco, would change their return policy, but they don't, so no skin off my back.
Him saying borrowed is crazy.
Borrowed. Those right?
Borrowed is a crazy verbiage.
How many of you went out of your way to purchase a TV for the Super Bowl and then you're returning it? Is this trashy or classy? 585-252-9800. And I know people, some people, yes, I won't name names. We're talking living room sets, an ottoman, an extra chair. what do you call it? Air fryer.
Ew.
Just for the game itself.
I don't think you should be able to return food items. I really don't. Once that's open and been used.
What do you mean?
Like air fryers.
Well, that's
grills,
an appliance. Yeah. Grills, they'll take them back. Sure.
That's disgusting. Because your gunk is all over it.
Who's this person? I think it's absolutely classless to do this. And most of the people who are doing this are the ones who can't afford to purchase them. So they try to look wealthy in front of their friends when they're hosting a big game, but show up to their house any other time of the year and all of those things will be gone.
Right.
Yeah, Christine is pissed. Hey, good morning, guys. Moose Breezy. I was really trying to find a good excuse to take one home with me last week, but really didn't need a half-off TV. It's still sad people abuse the system if these are really all returned after a single weekend of use. Yeah, there's a lot of TVs that are returned.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to buy a used TV.
I honestly,
unless it's on Facebook Marketplace,
you buy most of the stuff you buy is used.
No, which is fine. I'm saying I'll buy it on Facebook Marketplace because I know what I'm getting. But if I'm going to the store to get something new and I get it used, I would be pissed.
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but if you're buying a used item on the shelf, don't they have a symbol that kind of identifies which one was used?
Not always.
I don't know. I mean,
sometimes you can tell just from the packaging and it's a little wonky and clothes and things like that. There's a different tag and I will not buy those items. I won't do it. I refuse. So, yeah, but this is a tale as old as time. People have been doing this for a minute now. So they clearly have no shame in their game.
We got a text coming in right now from Ben who says, my brother bought a 65-inch screen TV for the game a couple years ago. He mounted it wrong. It fell off the wall and he smashed the screen. Oh, wow.
I proceeded to return it.
Yeah, how do you return that? I was like this when I got it.
Sorry. There's a crack in it? Okay, ? Yeah. This person says, I'll buy it, no problem. But they better give me an open box discount. This person says, when I used to work at Circus City.
Great store back in the day.
Yeah, right. They would love when people return items because that means that they could sell them as open box. And they would make way more money on commission for that open box item. That's from Carmen.
Why is that? Who would make commission? The salespeople or the store
selling,
in general?
Probably the people selling it.
Well, see, my brother used to work at Best Buy, and one of the things he got fed up with was that they were constantly pushing him to sell this, sell that, but they didn't get commission. He's like, well, what's the incentive here? Yeah. Well, where's the motivation, you guys?
I need to see those dollar signs, or else, you know? Or else I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it one bit. Also, people buying TVs last night for the game is crazy. Like, it wasn't even that good of a game.
Oh, and it was a blowout. But it was great to see. Did you enjoy the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar?
I did.
You liked it?
I loved it. What I didn't love about the game was not them switching up the font of the scores.
It was the biggest downgrade in NFL history.
It was like, why are we doing clip art at the bottom of the screen?
It was the biggest downgrade.
It's like, also, why are we trying something new on the biggest day of the season? It's so stupid. So stupid. But these things happen. So, yeah, guys, if you bought a TV or a grill or a new oven and you're going to go return it today, you are the problem.
And some of you don't even have the self-respect to clean the damn thing.
No.
You just hand in the Traeger grill with a dead pig still inside of it. I mean, come on. You know, just
think it was like it when I bought it.
Here's an idea.
It's Breezy's Big Bets on PXY Mornings.
Beep, 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 beep.
Let's get into all the stats.
Super Bowl, what was it, 52?
59,
right. Super Bowl 59 was last night. Absolutely iconic. Everyone was like, I'm not watching, we're boycotting. And then everyone's like, great game. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, so you did watch it? Me included. I said I wasn't going to watch it, and I did. But I can say that I really only watched half. I fell asleep at the second half because it was that boring. Let's get into it, shall we? You know me, huge sports girl. The Eagles deny the Chiefs the Super Bowl three-peat and absolutely dominated them 40-22. Three-peat who? It was really refreshing and nice to see those Chiefs just walk off the field as the green and white confetti was falling onto their faces. Picture it. But listen, who were the superstars of the game, you ask? Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts threw two touchdowns and ran a score in for the tush push. Oh, absolutely love that.
He ran a score in from the tush push.
He really did, just running that tush push in. Ooh, yeah. And listen, the Chiefs didn't even make it on the board until the third quarter.
Yeah, that was great to watch.
That was a tough scene.
I gotta ask you, how do you think a lot of the Swifties were feeling?
You know, it's so funny that you ask because I saw some of them and they're like, I don't even care about football. It's like, right. The problem with the Swifties I have with the whole Chiefs Swiftie crossover is like, they're so diehard when they're doing well.
Yeah.
But when they're not doing well, they're like, well, I don't even really care.
What did President Trump tweet?
Oh,
what was his petty tweet? You can't help but laugh at
no,
this
you
stuff.
Really can't help but laugh.
I got to find this.
I have it. They literally... So let's get into Trump, shall we? President Donald Trump was the first president in office to attend the Super Bowl. And the Eagles just absolutely, you know, weren't as thrilled about it as the Chiefs were. The Chiefs showed their support and excitement about that, which, I mean, who knows what was actually going on. But the biggest thing that I was concerned about was Travis Kelce was like super pumped about it and showed support for it. But Donald Trump literally hates his girlfriend. So there's that. Sent out a tweet yesterday after the game that read, why can't I find it here? It said something along the lines of, the only person who was more embarrassed by the Chiefs leaving the Super Bowl was Taylor Swift as she was booed out of the Super Bowl. MAGA is unforgiving. That's the president of our United States. Right. Right.
They showed her on the Jumbotron and people started booing.
Yeah.
But, you know, not the whole stadium, but enough where you can hear it. And that's what he took from the game. Right. That's what he had to highlight.
I think what
it was almost as petty as Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance.
Let's get into Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, shall we? I absolutely loved it. There's always going to be people that are going to say things about the halftime show. I mean, every single year there's some person that's worst halftime show of all history. You know what? It was so much more than just a musical or lyrical performance. It was a statement. It was a revolution. And yes,
wow,
you could argue that Kendrick Lamar is one of the most petty people on this planet, which is true. And I think he will take credit for that. But I thought it was a really good performance. Although I'm not a massive fan of Kendrick Lamar, and I think his songs are pretty annoying, if I'm being completely frank.
Yeah,
I think he did a good job with it.
Especially given
the fact that our president was there.
I don't know anyone that was actually very happy with the performance, but nobody ever is when it comes down to the Super Bowl halftime show.
Rihanna was like literally 9 months pregnant, and they're like, sell out. I'm like, wait, she's literally a neighbor.
Nobody is ever going to be pleased with the halftime show. I don't know what people are looking for. I'm not saying last night blew me out of the water. Of course not. However, I knew people were going to be pissed. Everyone's got something to say about everything.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Fly, Eagles, fly. You know what I mean? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. And I hope that the Chiefs don't come back.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another segment of Breezy's Big Bets.
Yeah.
And that was the last NFL game of the year. This is something so many of us this time of year have to deal with. And fixing the problem is harder than one thinks. I was going through it this weekend like a lot of you, and I think the hardest part about it is not knowing how to fix it.
Right.
Why I started questioning everything when I stood there, butt naked and afraid. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Have any of you ever gotten out of the shower, stood in front of the mirror naked, and just said, ugh, that was me yesterday?
Never.
I was in a huge funk, and I just couldn't seem to get out of it. And I hated everything about myself. Everything.
Oh, no.
I am sick of this weather. All right? I was trapped in my apartment all weekend because I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And you know me, that's tough to do. My huge outing on Saturday was going to urgent care and then the car wash.
Right.
And Scott Spisano this morning was like, Moose, how was your weekend? I said, it was incredible, Scott. I got a car wash. How was your weekend? Aside from that, you ever just look in the mirror and you hate everything about yourself in that moment? What do you do? Because it's hard, because we all want this instant gratification, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To feel better. But I sat there and I was like, damn, I wish just for one day I can have abs so I can show them off at the pier. Go for a run with no shirt on.
What pier are we going to?
I was in my feels yesterday, and I just wanted to know if anyone else feels this way, or maybe it's just me. I had a moment of pulling out the violin and feeling sorry for myself.
Bro.
I just wanted to ask you guys, when you feel that way, because there's no way I'm alone on this, what are some of the things you do to get out of it? Because I felt stuck. I would have gone for a walk or attempted to go to the gym. I couldn't do it. I mean, my energy was in the toilet.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And sometimes, you know, I pull out my journal and I'll write down some of the things I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that either. I just hated the day.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I mean, I've been in that space for quite some time now. I feel like actually like the whole month of January, like miserable.
Yeah,
miserable.
I know. The weather has a lot to do with it.
It does. And I'm excited to go to Florida this weekend and recharge and do all the things I need to do. But I understand. And I guess maybe it's showing because I just got a text earlier today that someone called me Patrick Mahomes. I was sad and gloomy and they hated me, so. That's not good.
Oh, wow, that's
that was a really big stretch.
On a Monday.
I know. But listen, I feel as if like it's a dangerous spot to be in because you don't know when you're getting out of it.
And usually if I feel that way sometimes, what do you think I do?
Lay down.
Come on, keep going.
Smoke weed?
No, keep going.
Eat food?
No. Clean.
That couldn't be me. I
could
never
do
that.
It was just one of those days. It was one of those weekends, in fact. And I was
do you think it was just because you were home alone and you were like wanted to be out doing things or like? We did talk about this last week about how when we like sit, we don't feel like we always should be doing something more.
Well, we talked about
that. Have something to do with.
Yeah, we talked about that on Friday, just how you and I, especially with this gig, we're kind of always on a high, you know, especially after the show. And the come down is the hardest part.
Right.
But this weekend, I guess, I didn't feel too bad about being home because the weather sucked. And I clearly that has a lot to do with how we're feeling. But 585-252-9800, when you guys are in a deep funk like the way I was this weekend and just was feeling bad about myself, what do you do to get out of it? Especially if you're like not feeling well and you don't feel like you can work out.
Right.
Or get any physical activity in.
Right.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Chrissy says, Moose, sometimes those days help you appreciate the really good ones. It's all about balance. Yeah, I will agree with that.
It's all about
balance. You got to take the good with the bad. What's up, guys? It's Jeff. What's up, Jeff? After many years of battling depression and having it on a pretty tight hold without medication, I can say it's very clear to me when I'm in my low point and nothing seems to fix it, that you just have to remember to choose what feelings you're going to let control your days, and don't let the days control your feelings.
Yeah. Nora said,
profound.
Get some vitamin D pills and find a sunny place in the house and take a nap. It's a rough time of year, and sometimes you need a dose of happy vitamin, which is true. Mimi's here. She said, I feel you, Moose. I gave up alcohol, and I've been eating protein, and I've been working out and lifting every day. So far, I've gained 5 pounds.
In muscle? Hell yeah. Good for you.
There was a frowny attached to that.
Oh, there was a host.
Yeah, so she's not happy. So.
This winter has been brutal, and I was going to say usually vitamin D is a huge help, but we don't have any sun, so I suggest just hitting a tanning bed or infrared sauna. Well, I can't do the tanning beds anymore.
Yeah,
those high school days are over.
Honestly, I would suggest getting a spray tan. I know everyone's like, why are you doing that? It just makes me feel better. I don't know. It just makes me feel better.
See, I wrote down, I went on Amazon, I bought this like bulletin board for my room.
Yeah.
So I started writing down a pretty strict schedule that I have to keep Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Every day of the week has a time. Between 5 and 11, I'm at work. Between 11 and 12, we'll do gym. 12 to 1, you get the point.
Right.
So I'm like, if I stick to that and I have a game plan, especially when it comes to being active and working out, I think that's my best course of action, because then I just fall off the map. And it's like, I don't want to end up where I was last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
When summer hits, I'm not feeling great about how I feel and what I look like.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I'd rather just get prepared now in February, so by the time summer comes and you're inviting me on your boat every Friday,
yeah.
I'm good to go. I don't want to wait anymore. I'm sick and tired of it.
Don't want to wait. Yeah. Because you know what? Once you get to that space, then you're like, I should have been doing more. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Have been doing more.
Good morning. I've been in a funk for the last 6 months, and I find that painting helps.
Painting?
Winters are brutal in Rochester, and we know what to expect each year because so many people struggle with seasonal depression. But if you have a game plan on how you're going to combat the days you are feeling like the Saturday, Moose, then you're already one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's why I wrote everything down. I was like, oh, God, I got to.
Did you do your goals at the top of the year?
Every year.
Yeah. We did too, on like a whiteboard, bulletin board type thing.
Right.
And it just sits there and we can see it every day.
By the looks of these messages, a lot of you are feeling the way I was feeling yesterday.
It has a lot to do with the weather, man. And it's just like,
I did feel trapped.
Yeah.
I felt very trapped. And, you know.
And this winter's been brutal. We already talked about it. Like, there's been so much snow. So much snow. And it's not great. It's just, I'm not used to this amount of snow. It really hasn't been this brutal in years.
It was so mild last year, and I said it. I said, we're going to pay for this next year. And here we are. I hope this only means that we're going to have an incredible summer.
Yeah.
Right?
It has to.
It's going to rain every
day. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every day.
I know. Will they wash out?
98PXY. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.